Democratic Socialists of America delete congratulations to Venezuela's Maduro on stolen election. By John Hayward on July 31, 2024. The Democratic Socialists of America, DSA, dash an organization that counts prominent Democrats and leftists such as Reps. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, Rashida Tlaib, DME, and Cori Bush, DMO, as members, congratulated brutal left-wing Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro for his stolen election win on Tuesday. Facing a fast-growing storm of condemnation online, the DSA deleted its post and scrubbed all references to it from social media within a matter of hours. The original post said that DSA was happy to officially congratulate Nicolas Maduro on his re-election to the presidency of the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela. Not only has Maduro reinforced his leadership, he has done so with the firm backing of the burgeoning commune movement in Venezuela, whose support has proven crucial for his re-election amidst a brutal U.S.-backed sanctions regime, the DSA raved. The left-wing group cited false figures released by the Maduro regime to claim he defeated challenger Edmundo González by 51% to 44%. The opposition says González won by double digits, and they have the evidence to prove it, but Maduro is attempting to steal the election in the face of a massive popular uprising by the Venezuelan people. Statues of the dictator were toppling across Venezuela even as the DSA hailed his victory. Maduro and the Socialist Party of Venezuela, PSUV, have had to overcome significant adversity, including right-wing sabotage led by opposition figures such as Maria Corina Machado and the severe economic sanctions imposed by the U.S. government. The DSA huffed in its now-deleted post, parroting Maduro regime propaganda. Most embarrassingly, the DSA touted its involvement as credentialed election observers in the rigged contest, even as governments around the world, including left-wing officials, are thunderously denouncing Maduro's election steal. The Biden administration, which gave Maduro rich rewards in advance for running a clean election, disputed Maduro's claims of victory on Tuesday and demanded the release of unaltered voter tabulations. The Carter Center stated on Wednesday that it could not verify or corroborate the outcome claimed by the Maduro regime, accusing Venezuelan election officials of a serious breach of electoral principles and a complete lack of transparency. Even the left-wing president of Brazil, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, backed away from Maduro on Monday and called upon him to release the records necessary for an impartial verification of results. "Once again, we congratulate the Venezuelan people in providing a model of what it is to struggle against the U.S. empire while also building viable forms of socialism at home that are adapted to their own unique material conditions," the DSA said, even as Maduro's goon squads attacked protesters in the streets and set about kidnapping opposition leaders.